This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. It's about how people in Lincoln's time looked at moods like his melancholy. It's from a book called Lincoln's Melancholy. For the godly, the correct response to any affliction was to search God's purpose and to repent before seeking removal of the affliction through the use of appropriate means. This was the religious idea, the atmosphere that Lincoln grew up with. It was his spiritual attitude. When there was a problem, an adversity, or affliction, a part of your response was to look inward toward yourself and then look upward towards God. A secular therapist in our time might ask, what's your part in this? What do you need to take responsibility for? And then what's the big picture? You know, to change those things I can, to accept those things I cannot change. And then there is the wisdom to know the difference. Now, those were words Lincoln never heard, but it was an attitude of moral introspection that he grew up with and that guided him personally and politically. To look in and to look up was better than to look around for somebody to blame. Lincoln was not a blamer. Especially, Lincoln used this response to adversity because he always believed big things were fated, or he thought eventually that they were God's will and justice. So Lincoln's spiritual life made him a pretty mature guy, and both hard on himself and compassionate towards others. He felt he could always do better, and he was accepting of how others couldn't do better than they did. This expresses that strange paradox called Calvinism. This made up the ethics and the politics that came from England with the Puritans and came in with the great migrations west into the prairie lands that Lincoln grew up in. Young Lincoln avoided and rejected much religious doctrine and dogma of his time. But as he would have admitted, this was his spiritual atmosphere, and it shaped his mind and heart. He was sorry, he once said, that he was not a more devout person. Now, the Civil War was so bad that Lincoln became like the biblical figure Job, who suffered greatly the losses of his time, and he agonized with God over why this suffering was taking place and for so long. The painful and short answer Lincoln came up to near the end of his life was that the war was God's punishment for the evil of slavery to both North and South. The relevance of that thought to today was seen in a recent editorial in the weekend Wall Street Journal. The writer proposed that the great disappointment and frustration of the recent American election for both sides with both candidates was, in her words, a chastisement. Now that's a Calvinistic, Lincoln-esque idea, whether she knows it or not. The idea that the big picture reason we have had poor choices and bad outcomes is simply that we are being chastised. Now, mind you, this was in the Wall Street Journal. She as much as said that we should look in and see what our part in this is. Her question was simply this, and it's a Lincoln-like question. What might we be doing as a nation and as a people that has earned us this moment? Her second point was, because she, like Lincoln, sees God acting in history, and that was to look up and to see the chastisement of God. You can wonder how Lincoln got away with saying things like that in his second inaugural, and you can wonder what the editors of the Wall Street Journal thought of this editorial sermon. When Lincoln looked around, what he saw was suffering, and our job was to live without malice and with charity. It was his code, the center ethic of his spiritual life, and it could guide us down to the latest generation, whether we look up or not. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.